Welcome. In this lesson, we'll cover Raga Jungle Bass Line Theory in Ableton Live 12, an intermediate, hands-on guide to building, programming, and mixing authentic Raga/Jungle Bass lines using only Ableton Live stock devices. I'll walk you through the sound design, MIDI programming, slide techniques, and mixing tips so your bass sits heavy and tight at around 170 BPM. What you will build: a two-layer Raga Jungle bass patch in an instrument rack, a clean mono sub and a gritty mid layer for character, a syncopated two-bar MIDI bass part with offbeat accents, short stabs, chromatic approach notes and occasional slides, a mixing chain using Live stock devices, EQ8, compressor side chain, saturator, utility, drum bus and others, to get punch, clarity and low-end control. Step-by-step walkthrough: this section demonstrates Raga Jungle Bass Line Theory in Ableton Live 12 practically. Setup: start by setting your project tempo between 168 and 175 BPM. 170 is a good target. Create a new MIDI track and name it Raga Bass Rack. Create the instrument rack layers. Open an instrument rack and make two chains. Chain A, subload operator or wave eatable if you prefer. Set oscillator A to a pure sine, full amplitude, octave down 1 or 2 depending on your system. Turn off other oscillators and keep unison at 1. No filter needed here. We want a clean, pure sub. Add EQ8 after operator. Low cut around 1825 Hz to remove DC rumble, and if necessary a narrow shelf boost around 6090 Hz for weight. Put utility after the EQ and set width to 0% for mono below the split. We'll handle mono below later with key zones or automation. Chain B. Mid-grit load wave eatable or sampler. Choose a darker wave or a short bass sample. Set its octave down 1 or 2 and apply a 24 dB low-pass filter 1. Modulate the filter with an envelope. Short attack 520 ms, decay around 200-400 ms and medium sustain, so each stab has a plucky, low-pass shape. After wave eatable, add saturator and drum bus for character, subtle drive and tone. Follow with EQ8. Gently high pass 4050 Hz to protect the sub and boost 200-600 Hz for presence. Map a macro for sub level and one for mid level so you can balance quickly. Map a third macro to the mid layer cutoff for live shaping. Key range and splitting low/mid in the rack's key zone editor. Split the chains. Sub chain active from C0 to C3. Mid chain active from C2 upward. Overlap by about an octave so transitions are smooth. Optionally, add a third chain for slides or texture swaps controlled by the chain selector. MIDI programming. Rhythm and notes. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Use a 1/16 grid and enable 1/32 for micro timing. Program with these ideas in mind. Offbeat accents. Place short mid layer stabs on the and S, for example, the second 16th after beat 1. Syncopation. Mix long-held subs with short mid-stabs and rests. Try bar 1 as a long root sub with 2 16th mid-stabs on offbeats, and bar 2 as a fill with 3 short stabs leading back. Ghost chromatic approaches. Add a half-step approach note as a 32nd or short 16th before the root. Note lengths. Keep sub notes long and sustaining. Set mid-stabs short, 50 to 120 ms. With occasional longer mid-slides. Slides and portamento: two practical methods in Live 12. Sampler glide chain. Create a third slide chain with sampler. Use mono legato and enable glide. Set glide time to taste. 1080 ms for quick slides, up to 200-400 ms for dramatic portamento. Trigger glide by overlapping MIDI notes. Pitch bend. Keep sub and mid monophonic and use MIDI pitch bend for short micro slides. Set the instrument bend range between 2 and 12 semitones as needed. Place slides on offbeat transitions. A small slide into the downbeat or an approach slide is classic Raga feel. Keep glide confined to the mid/slide chain. Avoid gliding the sine sub where you'll smear the low end. Processing and mixing in context sidechain. After your final bass rack or on a bass bus, add compressor and sidechain it to the kick. Use fast attack 0.5 ms, medium release 50-150 ms and aim for 2.5 dB of gain reduction to clear space for the kick. Low end control. Use utility to set width to 0% below -120 Hz or use key split chains so the sub is strictly mono. Alternatively, use EQ8 in M/S mode and high pass the side channel above 100-150 Hz. Glue and color. Add saturator to the mid chain, mild drive on the sub if necessary, and consider multiband dynamics for band specific control. Play spectrum on a return or on the bus to monitor 40-120 Hz energy. Arrangement and variation program: call and response. Alternate a simple one-bar sub-pattern with an active two-bar phrase containing slides and chromatic fills. Automate macros, cutoff, mid-level, drive, to create movement and tension across sections. Final checks: check the bass in mono and on headphones. The sub must be centered and mono. Mid-layer can be slightly widened, but keep everything below 100 Hz clean. Send both layers to a bass bus with mild glue compression, 2-3 dB of gain reduction, to glue the layers together. Throughout this walkthrough, you used Raga Jungle Bass Line Theory in Ableton Live 12 by focusing on rhythm first, then tone, then movement, layering sub plus mid, programming syncopation and approach notes, implementing slides, and mixing with stock devices. Common mistakes to avoid: too much stereo in the sub frequencies. Widening below 100-120 Hz causes phase issues and weak kick interaction. Heavy distortion on the sine sub. Keep the sub clean and move saturation to the mid layer. Over-quantizing slides. They become mechanical. Use small timing offsets or legato overlaps. Long filter release on mid layer envelopes. This muddies groove. Keep stabs tight unless you want a pad tail. Not splitting key zones. One patch across the whole keyboard can cause phase cancellation and inconsistent low end. Pro tips: map sub level and mid drive to macros for instant tonal adjustments. Humanize offbeat accents by nudging them plus or minus 10-30 dBs, or use groove pool templates extracted from references. Add tiny pitch drift to the mid layer with a subtle LFO to emulate analog warmth without upsetting the sub. Automate the mid-low pass cutoff on fills, while keeping the sub steady for dramatic transitions. Resample standout hits and layer compressed chops for staccato skank hits. Use drum bus on the mid channel sparingly to add transient thump. Tweak boom and shape subtly. Mini practice exercise at 170 BPM. Build a two-bar pattern with these constraints: instrument rack with two chains, sine sub and operator, and a filtered mid in wave eatable. Bar 1. Hold the root sub for the whole bar. Add two short mid stabs on the end of 1 and the end of 3. Bar 2. Create a slide into the downbeat from a half step below using sampler glide. Overlap notes to trigger legato. Add a chromatic 30-second approach before the last beat. Processing. Sidechain lightly to the kick. Set utility width 0% below 120 Hz. Add subtle saturator to the mid-chain. Export a 4-bar loop and compare mono vs stereo to evaluate low-end behavior. Recap: you now have a practical workflow for Raga Jungle Bass Line Theory in Ableton Live 12. Split your bass into sub and mid layers inside an instrument rack. Program syncopated offbeat rhythms and chromatic approach notes. Implement slides with sampler glide or pitch bend, and mix with stock devices like EQ8, compressor, saturator, and utility. Use key splits and macros to protect the low end while giving the mid-layer character and movement. Practice the mini exercise to internalize the timing and slide behavior. That groove is what makes Raga Jungle Bass Lines come alive. End note: keep these principles in mind. Rhythm first, tone second, movement third. Save your instrument rack as a preset and map the important macros to a controller so you can tweak in real time. Now open Live, build the rack, and start moving those offbeat stabs. Your Raga Jungle bass is waiting.